Blog Talk Radio.
Show me a glory. Show me a power.
Less of me.
Less of me, more of you is what I need.
I need your heart.
Oh, oh, oh.
I want
your glory. Oh,
that's for me.
That's for me.
For me.
Oh, Father, show me your glory.
Show me your glory.
Show me.
Show me your power. That's
for me.
So many things on my mind. And welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis B., your apostle, Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. That was done by James Fortune. And I need your glory. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, I'm truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get ready to have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into today's lesson. As Pastor Bill, she'd be so kind. she dug her way out that snow up there, she can just give us a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is truly good all the time. Amen. Yes, we had a lot of snow. Yes, we have. But thank God. We are all right. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share this afternoon is coming from St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, verses 18 through 19. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Amen. Heavenly Father, we are bringing Sister T's daughter to you right now in the name of Jesus, Asia. And we're just praying for her, Father God. We know, Father God, that you are able to regulate that blood and regulate that situation and so that she can be healthy, Father God. Lord, we're praying that they would administer the medication correctly, Father God, that they have diagnosed her correctly as well, Father God. Lord, we know you are healing. There is nothing impossible for you. We're also bringing Evangelist Roper to you and also Evangelist Renee. We know you are a healer, and we're just going to stand on your word, Father God, and see the glory of God. Father God, continue, Lord, to bless each and every one that is sick and shut in. Lord, may they put their trust in you. May they lean on you. May their faith be in you, Father God, and that you will get the victory and that they will have a testimony for you, Father God. We also ask that you would just be with Sister T, strengthen her, Father God, at this time. As a mother, I know she's worried, she's concerned, but help her to trust in you, Father God. We ask that you would bless all those that are listening, all those who participate, those who are listening by internet, Father God, continue to be with them. Also, bless their entire families, Father God. And we're so thankful for your word, thanking you for Pastor, that he's taken time out to get this word out to the listeners and the believers, that they can trust God and that they can live by faith and not by sight, learning of the Holy Spirit so that we will have more enlightenment, knowing what the Holy Spirit is capable of doing. Father God, just open up our hearts to hear this mighty word, study this word, and meditate on this word, which is so important for us to be followers of Christ. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We ask that you bless all those that are sick and shut in. They have asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with those who are bereaved, Father God, and be with those who are going through. We give you praise. We ask that you just continue, Lord, to bless our strengthen him right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind it up any and everything. They may try to come up against him in any kind of way. By feeding the blood of Jesus on this broadcast, all the listeners and those that participate. And we give you praise, and we're so thankful. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And we put ourselves in agreement with Aja. We put ourselves in agreement with Evangelist Roper. And put ourselves in agreement with Evangelist Sister Renee and all others that Pastor named. Thank you so much, Pastor. We're going to get into the lesson today, and it's dealing with understanding what it is to be led by the Holy Ghost, or I should say by God's Holy Ghost. Because a lot of people are saying they have the Holy Spirit and they don't have it. I just point blank. But I will say this. If you understand that the church is being fueled by the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to show you that in a moment, You got to know that the church is not an organization, but an organism. See, that's the first revelation you have to get. If you don't understand anything about the Holy Ghost, the first thing you got to know that the church depends, relies on the Holy Ghost for everything. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Then we died so he could live.
Yeah.
He died. We died so he lived through us. See, that's what the church is really about, brothers and sisters. We continue to spread this gospel. But anyway, if you don't understand it, you got to understand that the church is being ruled, governed by the Holy Ghost or the working of the Holy Ghost in the church. So the church is no longer an organization, but it's an organism. So we're going to start off today with Acts 1 and 5. Let's see, Acts 1 and 5. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon. The book of Acts is the Acts of the Holy Ghost. When you get the original text, it was the act of the Holy Ghost, the thing that the Holy Ghost is doing. That's what Jesus promised that he was going to send back was the Holy Ghost. And he was going to guide and direct the church. And I must say this again. The Holy Ghost, the only one know the way back to Christ. There's a lot of imitators. They just don't know. But the Holy Ghost know where the seat of God is at. It have not entered into the hearts of man yet. It's only take the Holy Ghost to guide us that way. I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'll start us off with the book of Acts 1 and 5. This is what Jesus promised.
Yes, good afternoon. In the King James, it reads as follows. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. He told them that they were on no account to leave Jerusalem, but must wait for what the Father promised, the promise you heard from me. John baptized in water. You will be baptized in the Holy Spirit and soon. Amen.
Yeah, John baptized with the water, but a few days later, Jesus said, you're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. The same Spirit that brought him into the world and shattered Mary's body, and we're going to be baptized with that same spirit, okay? Just make it real plain. And so that makes us more like him. So the church is not an organization, it's an organism, and it operates by the Spirit of God. In the book of Colossians 2:2-19, let's read that. Colossians 2:19, if you will.
In the King James, it reads as follows. And not holding the head, in which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered and knit together increaseth with the increase of God. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, they're completely out of touch with the source of life. Christ, who put us together in one piece, whose very breath and blood flows through us. He is the head, and we are the body. We grow up healthy in God only as he nourishes us. Amen.
Amen. See, don't let man fool you. You need to really read this scripture and see. Don't, these false worshipers. There were people who would worship angels. There are people who worship men. First thing you say, oh, my pastor say this. My pastor say that. I could far less care what your pastor say. What does the word say? That's what I need to know. And I pray to God, people on this broadcast, hey, learn to give the Holy Ghost its respect, brothers and sisters. This is job. You ask him something about God. Well, my Bible say, my pastor say this, or my apostle say this, my prophet say this, or my prophet. Well, that's good. That's good. Praise God. Now, what does the Word say? What does the Holy Ghost say?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to understand being led, you got to understand that we're all to be led by the same Spirit. The Bible says knitted together. We're knitted together. We're joined to the body. We're being nourished. We're being nourished by the same Spirit.
Yeah.
That if ye be dead with Christ. Now, I got to put that in there.
Yeah.
If you be dead, you may not be dead. You may be still trying to live in the flesh. That's why he said, wherefore, if you be dead with Christ, from the rudiments of the world, you done got the world way of thinking, the world way of doing things, the worldly church, and you ain't took the living Word of God. We're only subject to the Holy Ghost. Ask yourself the question. I was reading on down in that scripture. It says, touch not, taste not, handle not. I said, what? Yeah, the Lord said, he said, touch not, handle. What did he say? He said, but anyway, I read a bunch of knots. I probably need to go find it. But it said something like, touch not, taste not, handle not. We shouldn't be bothering the things of the world. We need to be into the Word of God. That should be our focus. In such a place that we want to get other people to be part of the resurrected Christ. We want to get other people spirit born again of the Holy Ghost. So they can be knitted together. Joined. Yeah. Banding. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
As Christ is kept, when you knitting something, everything is touching. Preach somebody.
That's right. That's
y'all
right.
I said, when you need something, everything touches.
Amen. Yes, it does.
It may be, 12 inches down, but if you trace it, or here, do it like this. Find something knitted, put some water, and watch it go through every part, every fragment, every part of the fabric, every part of the material. Just put and watch that water just run through everything. Because it's knitted together.
That's right. Amen.
It's important, brothers and sisters, we understand who the Holy Ghost is, what he's doing, and know that you're part of it. So when the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit is descended, the Bible says he will dwell in our hearts.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Read Ephesians 1. Well, you know what? Yeah, read Ephesians 1, 22 and 23.
In the King James, it reads as follows. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, he is in charge of it all, has the final word on everything. At the center of all this, Christ rules the church. The church, you see, is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. The church is Christ's body, in which he speaks and acts, by which he fills everything with his presence. Amen.
See, now, I know y'all just read that, but there's somebody out there need to hear this again, because you don't understand. They want to see stuff through man's wisdom. You got to look through the eyes of God, man. You got to understand God's wisdom. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to the whole body the spirit of wisdom and revelation to understand this knowledge. That their eyes may be opened. That's part of my prayer, is that they be enlightened to know the church is not a building.
Mm-hmm.
That's not real to most people. You may say, oh, yeah, well, they know that. No, see, that's the way they talk. They go, that's worldly stuff, man. They don't want truth.
Mm-hmm.
If they did, they'll stop in their tracks right there and say, well, wait a minute. Now, what are you saying? You know, they would question it. They would do some research. And then they won't accept no lie. I don't know how many people on here know this, but God don't accept lies.
Amen.
You won't find a lie in heaven. He kicked out the Father lie. So why is all of a sudden now God going to start taking lies in heaven? No, God ain't changed. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. God don't do lies.
Amen.
Well, you don't understand. I understand. You don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So if God said his church is an organization, then let it be. But if he says it's an organism, then let it be. That's all I'm saying. Whatever the word says, if he say he knitted us together, I don't see these buildings touching each other. But our spirits can. Our hearts can.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm gonna have them read this up because I want you to get this. I want you to really understand the importance of this. This stuff was wrought in Christ, brothers and sisters, when he raised him from the dead. The Bible says he put him at the right-hand side in heavenly places. So I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon, she'll read it one more time.
And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen.
Amen, amen. Pastor, if you don't mind, I'd like to read it from God's word.
Sure.
Okay, Ephesians 1:22-23. God has put everything under the control of Christ. He has made Christ the head of everything for the good of the church. The church is Christ's body and completes him as he fills everything in every way. Amen.
See, but they've taught so many lies, you think the bishop is the head of the church. You think the pope is the head of the church. You think, wait a minute, the pastor running thing. Oh, no, my bad. The deacon's running thing.
Mm-hmm.
See? Not in this church. Not the church I'm talking about. Church I'm talking about. Christ. Christ himself.
Yeah.
Is controlling. And those that are part of this church is under that control. You got to ask yourself, do I understand that? Do I understand the spirit like that? Do I understand that that's what God is doing? God haven't changed, brothers and sisters. I'd like for you, if you will, let's go to 1 Corinthians 12:13. But don't misunderstand that now. We are spiritual beings having human experience. Got to know that. It's a spiritual organism. That's what the church is. It's an organism. And until that become a reality to you, you still playing church. Because you will always accept lies. You will always accept because, well, yeah, but pastor, and then you always it's going to always be some buts. But you know, you have to do. No, you see, that's the problem right there. There lies the problem when you began to put some buts there. No, it's period. Period. In the conversation. Christ is controlling the church. Period. Tell me, but you know, you got. No. Christ is the head of the church. It's just not real to you yet. Just haven't appeared to you that that's what's really going on. The enemy still got you fooled, bamboozled.
Mm.
But in 1 Corinthians 1, no, 12, that's a 12, 1 Corinthians 12 and 13.
In the King James it reads, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, each of us is now a part of His resurrection body, refreshed and sustained at one fountain, His Spirit, where we all come to drink. The old labels we once used to identify ourselves, labels like Jew or Greek, slave or free, are no longer useful. We need something larger, more comprehensive. Amen.
See, we've all been baptized into one Spirit. Now, let's understand baptism. Baptism means to emerge. I would have to put a period there and really teach on the baptism. But if you do your research, you'll know at the end of the day, baptism is just like death. You go down. And when you get down there, they only put dead stuff in it. Yeah, seriously. You die. You die right there. Because you've been crucified. You crucified the flesh, so you die. Now, that's what he's talking about. You being baptized. You've been, the old man is in the water now, or in the Spirit. The new man is being risen by the power of God, Romans 6. That's what's happening, brothers and sisters. Everybody don't get it. And I'm praying you get it. I'm praying that you understand that what God did here is so awesome. That's what I was talking about the other day. See, it ain't that simple. When you haven't had this stuff preached to you to understand what's taking place to you, it ain't that simple. You just, well, it's just simply saying, now you can say all you want. You need to preach word. You need to understand what's taking place. To me, it's a
big
deal.
It is. Amen.
That's why you have so many illegitimate children in the world, because it was so simple getting a baby. They don't understand. They don't have the knowledge that when you, y'all better tell me to stop, because boy, I'm about to go there. So you need to educate these girls and tell them, hey, it's more than laying down, opening your legs. You need to educate these men and have them know, hey, do you realize the responsibility? You're finna birth something now. You're finna bring something in the world. And you're gonna have gonna have to be able to eat, they're gonna have to be able to sustain themselves. See, it's bigger than that. It's not that's just right. Something simple.
That's right. Amen.
See, a lot of people think the new birth is simple. It's not that simple, brother and sister. You need to have the knowledge. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They don't have the knowledge that, hey, you know, you bringing forth a child, a human being. You bringing forth a new creature. It got to be bigger than that, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
I pray to God we get this, man. And I understand that what he's talking about here in this 13th verse, that by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. That's everybody. Whether it be Jew, Gentile, whatever, it doesn't matter. You have to die out of self and live unto Christ.
Yeah.
We all got to be part of this one Spirit. We all got to drink of this one Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. I better clarify some things here, too, and make sure everybody understand what's really going on here. I want everybody to understand now that you don't have to go out and have somebody to start an organization so they can baptize you in the Spirit. You don't have to jump no pew. Brother and sister, all you got to do is make that decision that you're going to die out of flesh and you're living unto the Spirit.
Yeah.
To become a reality. That it began to be a process. It's a process. And I have to say that several times. It is a process.
Yes, it is.
Why do you think people, it take 9 months to get a baby?
Yeah. That's right. Because it's a process.
You don't have sex today and have a baby tomorrow.
Amen.
I better shut up. Okay. Hey, let me leave that alone. But you don't, brothers and sisters.
True.
And people need to understand it's more than, it's bigger than that. Being baptized into the Holy Ghost, you dying out of self and you living unto Christ. It's a process.
Yes, it is.
But you got to start somewhere.
Amen.
But anyway, hey, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the...